Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Leslie Morton was appointed on Tuesday night to serve as the District 5, that's Sterling and Funny River, representative to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly after a 5-3 vote by sitting members. A vacancy on the assembly was created when Representative Bill Elam, who served the seat since winning an unopposed election in 2020, resigned effective January 7th after winning election to the Alaska Legislature in November. After a roughly month-long application window, 8 candidates were vying for the seat. In addition to Morton, the assembly considered Marty Anderson, Jill Craig, Dale Eicher, Dr. Paul Marks, Ed Oberts, Greg Alcott, and Craig Schwartz. Here's Assembly President Peter Ribbons.
Well, tonight we have a unique opportunity. As I'm sure pretty much everyone here knows, Assemblyman Elam was successful in his campaign and is now serving us down in Juneau, and we now have the opportunity to select a replacement for him. And some of you who listen to these assembly meetings may have heard me bemoan the lack of public participation, and I think this is another case in my life where I have to watch out what I wish for, because District 5 responded strongly with 8 candidates.
Morton told the assembly that she thought she would be good at the work they do. In the past, she's enjoyed long-term planning and digging into budgets. As a previous board member of the Salteshi Trails Association, the Kenai Arts Center, the Kenai Watershed Forum, and Central Emergency Services. Chugach, Alaska, and Harvest Electric are looking to redevelop the Kenai LNG facility. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Harvest Alaska announced a potential agreement with Marathon Petroleum Corporation and Chugach Electric Association to bolster South Central Alaska's energy supplies through harvest acquisitions and redevelopment of the existing Kenai LNG terminal, currently owned by the MPC subsidiary. The project is designed to repurpose existing assets to enable the timely delivery of additional natural gas supplies to the South Central market as early as 2026, with full-scale operations beginning as early as 2028. Under the proposal, Harvest would own, develop, and operate the LNG terminal and infrastructure, allowing Chugach and MPC and any other railboat customers to secure additional natural gas supplies to help meet market demand. Senior Manager of Corporate Communications at Chugach Electric, Julie Haskett, says they are an interested customer, and this is the first project that's been brought to them in the 3 years since they've been looking for gas that meets their needs. Chugach Electric's contract with Hillcorp is expiring on March 31st of 2028. Haskett on the potential agreement.
The good news for Chugach and its members is that we have gas when we need it, which is at the end of first quarter 2028. That's really exciting, and we're very optimistic about this project moving forward with Marathon and Harvest.
Harvest will conduct a FEED study that should be done by mid-year. Once that is complete, Chugach will obtain the information it needs to pursue an agreement such as the cost of gas. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
The first two bills introduced by Congressman Nick Begich on his first day in office, House Resolution 42, the Alaska Native Settlement Trust Eligibility Act, and House Resolution 43, the Alaska Native Village Municipal Lands Restoration Act of 2025, were considered on the House floor and passed under the rules of suspension on Tuesday. The suspension calendar aims to provide a pathway for bipartisan legislation that shares broad support to receive swift consideration and passage. House Resolution 42 seeks to bring settlement trust payments in line with other benefits paid by Alaska Native corporations to their shareholders and exempt settlement trust payments to elderly, visually impaired, or disabled Alaska Natives from being considered when determining eligibility for needs-based federal assistance programs. House Resolution 43 eliminates an outdated requirement and returns lands to the village corporations to which they belong. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.